Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. Her name is Karen Passman. She is the founder of Impact Crew and as well founder of Raising the Bar. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, let's get straight to it. Raising the Bar. We have had a problem in the superyacht industry for quite some time now, in the idea that not only are we not retaining crew, but crew are not getting the idea of how to move forward and that they can make this a life choice as far as, you know, their entire career. And that's how Raising the Bar came along. So tell us the story.
So the story started out back in December of 2020 when I had the pleasure to listen to a gentleman by the name of Lord Mark Price talk about his journey and some of the work he'd been doing with the John Lewis Partnership. He joined as a graduate. He left as the deputy CEO many, many years later. And his last project was to measure the happiness levels of their staff in their Waitrose branches. And I suppose it was no shock to hear that profits increased, productivity increased both by around 20%, waste was reduced by something like 40-odd%, and that they had less staff turnover and less sickness absenteeism. And it just made me think about, why are we not focusing on crew happiness levels, which is where the seed was sown to form Raising the Bar. So we met for the first time in February of 2021, a group of very varied but well-respected people from across the industry came together and we decided to tackle a couple of issues. We already knew crew turnover is high in the industry. In 2015, Impact Crew did a piece of research. 50% of crew turnover within a 12-month period, and that was across all the positions. When you looked at junior deck, it was 69%. The interior, the stew positions, 78%. So we already know that those figures are high. So we started to consider, what are the benefits of happy crew? What would the benefits be across the industry, not just to the owners, but to the vessel, to the crew themselves, etc., to management? And then we asked the question, what do we need to do to retain crew? And as I'm sure you can imagine, there's no silver bullet. So the conclusions became multifaceted. We reckoned that we needed to better understand what's driving crew turnover. How significant is burnout and lack of time off? So we hear a lot about crew burning out, so they leave, then they go find their next job. I think the other question we were asking is, if we're going to ask management and owners to potentially give more leave so they retain crew, there has to be a financial benefit to them. So we also looked into, what is the true cost of crew turnover? Because there's quite a lot of expenditure that just flies under the radar. So we did that. And then finally, we started to consider, if we're not getting the right people in, we're not going to retain them. So how do we attract the right people in the first place, that it's not considered a short-term career, that actually there's a long-term career here? And that's where the idea came from, to create some career maps. So the career maps not only show people, the intention was not just to show people the careers on board. In the future, that will be showing them transitioning ashore as well, so that we're not losing them out of the industry altogether. But also to manage their expectations, that they couldn't just join and in 5 minutes they were going to be the head of department. So the idea behind the career maps was to give them some clarity around what the qualifications are, the progress, the rate of progress, and where they could potentially move to and subsequently ashore. So that's how the idea of the career maps was formed.
One of the things that I really like about it, especially for crew looking into the industry, is that it doesn't embellish. This is the basic requirements. It doesn't add on 20 other things that could potentially be sold to you by a school. It is the bare minimum of the things that are needed in order to perform that job. I think crew will find that very, very helpful, so that when they do go to get these courses, they've already educated themselves through this site.
Absolutely. And we're hoping that the schools will start using these career maps, recruiters will start using these career maps, and the senior crew on board as well will do the same. So it's one place to go. There's only one place to be updated. And then, yeah, they have access to all the relevant and important information. Forgot to mention, we've added some character attributes as well. So the idea being that perhaps you come from an environment where it's okay to be a little bit fiery and not manage your emotions. And that's okay. I've seen Below Decks and they behave like that. Actually, no, they're not the character attributes that we're looking for. So hopefully it will guide people as well to be able to be honest with themselves and say, is this suited to me? Am I suited to this role?
Did Below Deck bring in a slew of people from around the world and flood the industry with people that thought it was just one big party on board and they actually didn't really have to work?
I guess some people may have been drawn to that. I've certainly had a few people, or parents actually, asking me, is it suitable for my child? They've got a year out. Would this suit them to go and travel the world and see the world? And I will put them off.
What kind of characteristics, what kind of person do you think is what the super yacht industry needs?
That's a big question, Rhea. I think there's many different, one character, one personality doesn't fit all. The industry is very varied. It's broad. Some are private, some are charter. They'll all have slightly different demands. For me, one fundamental underpinning attribute is to have an awareness of the impact that you have on others and the ability to manage your own emotions. I think if you have that as a starting point, then you potentially, you can be anybody and go far with the right attitude.
One of the things that strikes me is that I don't think that being crew is portrayed as realistically as it possibly could be by literally anybody. The fact is that when you're on board, that is rough work. It is hard work. It is long hours. And you need to have good work ethic. It's not getting onto the yacht and being served champagne. That's not you. That's what you're doing for others. Is that something you think the industry is letting the world know, that this is hard work? Well, if you are willing to invest in that hard work, have a good work ethic, that there is rewards at the end of the line, just not immediate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we do need to perhaps look to the schools to be realistic in terms of managing crew expectations. And perhaps that runs all the way through the recruiters themselves, when they're being, crew are being interviewed by senior crew, to just be brutally honest about what it is like to work on that particular boat, what the working hours are like, that you're expected to work those long hours, and that some of the jobs are just, to be quite frank, not very pleasant.
Years ago, there was always this training budget for whatever position you had on board. There was always training being offered. A lot of the crew nowadays say that isn't there for them. Is this something that you encourage and something that Raising the Bar is looking at encouraging?
Oh, absolutely. Training needs to be ongoing. And I think some of the best training that can be provided is actually on board, because then the crew have the same experience, the medical training, the firefighting training. When the specialists can be brought on board, then the whole crew have the same experience. They have the same understanding. And of course, as part of Impact Crew, I'm going to say the team and leadership development that we will bring on board. They are all so important to help the crew gel, to help them understand each other and to have the same working practices. So we don't get the comment, well, on my last boat, because I think we're all tired of hearing that.
Karen, I have looked through it and I found it very insightful and very detailed. So I would have to say to anybody out there, whether you are looking at making yachting a career or whether you're already in yachting but looking to further your career, it is laid out there. It's credit to the amazing amount of companies that came together to create this sort of career map. How many companies are involved in this?
I think we now have up to about 40 different organizations that have become involved with Raising the Bar. We started out with around 15, 20. I think our first meeting in February 21 was about that number. And it's all credit to them, the volunteers that have given so freely and generously of their time. And we mustn't forget to thank the Super Yacht Professionals Standards Alliance for both hosting and promoting the website. And by the way, Ria, have we mentioned the name of the website yet? Shall we?
I think so.
www.superyachtindustrycareers.com. At the moment, you'll just see the onboard career maps, but in the future, you will also see the opportunities to transition ashore.
Of course, we're going to provide that link below this interview when it airs. Bookmark it, anybody that is looking to get into the yachting industry. And I look forward to seeing the next step, the transitioning from onboard to onshore, because that's something that people worry about as well, because there comes a time you're looking to move ashore.
Absolutely. There are many transferable skills. And I think the other thing is, as you become more senior in your careers, and we're seeing it increasingly now, there is opportunity for rotation. And in those off rotations, that does provide opportunity to maybe do some additional studying. There's every single career opportunity out there in maritime. So whether it's from accounting to law to management to brokerage, but you may need to do some studying to make those transitions. So I think there are those opportunities if people start planning early enough, and would certainly encourage that.
Karen, I want to say thank you ever so much, and a big shout out to all those companies that came together to create this career map. Karen, thank you so much for your time. It's appreciated.
Thank you, Ria. A real pleasure.
You've been listening to Karen Passman. She is the owner of Impact Crew and founder of Raising the Bar. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.